Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is now the fifth time my name has been on the ballot in less than 2 years for the same doggone job.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia says he has proven to voters just how much he wants to win the December 6th Senate runoff election against his opponent, Republican Herschel Walker. Voters in Georgia broke a state record for a single day of early voting, casting nearly 250,000 votes. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says Senate Democrats currently don't have the 60 votes needed to advance an assault weapons ban bill, but a win in Georgia's Senate runoff election could change that. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Joe Biden was only referring to assault weapons when he called on Congress over the weekend to pass a ban on high-powered guns.
We understand it's an uphill battle. We understand that this is not easy. He gets that, but doesn't mean that he's going to stop fighting for it or that he's going to stop talking about it.
President Biden is also urging Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a nationwide railroad strike, which he says would shut down many American industries. Four rail unions are negotiating new contracts after a tentative agreement was rejected. Biden says there appears to be no path to resolve the dispute at the bargaining table. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, the first openly gay person to serve in the U.S. Senate, is celebrating the passage of another procedural step to strengthen protections for same-sex and interracial marriages.
Certainly throughout the American public, the acceptance of marriage equality, the belief that one ought to be able to marry and protect the person they love, is now, I would say, almost overwhelmingly supported.
The Respect for Marriage Act would guarantee federal recognition of any marriage between two individuals if the union was valid in the state where it was performed. It would also require states to accept the legitimacy of a valid marriage performed elsewhere.
I mean, what they did in 2020, it looks like they've done that again and then some. And for the governor, if he says he's going to certify this and Katie Hobbs to certify this, I think they really better think long and hard.
Officials in Cochise County, Arizona, have voted to delay certifying results from this month's midterm elections, as former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake repeats unfounded claims that voters were disenfranchised. County officials missed the state's legal certification deadline of Monday, a move that is expected to bring immediate legal challenges. Finally, Republican Senators Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, and John Thune are a rarity in their party for criticizing former President Donald Trump for hosting a well-known white nationalist for dinner at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Trump says he was unaware of who was coming to dinner. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.